Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons and right to the guest line for our weekly chat with Tommy Curran. Tommy Curran is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and Tommy Curran is powered by Verizon. Mr. Curran, how are we doing this week?
I am great. How is everybody there?
We're great because it's Ted's birthday. Did you hear?
I know. I was going to interrupt and say, I'd like to say for just a quick second, happy birthday to Ted. Happy birthday to Ted. Happy birthday number 52. Happy birthday to Ted.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Wow.
I think you brought it.
That was majestic there, Marilyn Monroe. Wow.
You made him cry.
That was very thoughtful of you, Tom.
Wow.
Appreciate the well wishes. Thank you, TC.
Very good man.
All right, let's get to some football. Tom Curran, a simple question. Are the Patriots the best team in football?
Oh, sure they are. Oh, yeah. The reason being, they have the best record. They have done everything that they could. And when you say, well, yeah, schedule, worst in the league. Look at the Rams. They've played the toughest in the league. Patriots combined winning percentage is like 360 of their opponents. The Rams is like 580. Well, you know what? That would be harder for me to defend if it wasn't for the simple fact that when they get against the Panthers or the Giants or all these other teams they used to look eyeball to eyeball with, they beat the absolute puss out of them. They really do. And then when we look at teams like the Packers or the Lions or the Bears, how do they do when they play the Giants? They don't play the way they're supposed to as an elite team. So I'm giving the Patriots the credit that they deserve for answering the bell each and every week. You know, how many times have I talked about the stupid egg laying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Cincinnati. I think that was the egg. Ted, we talked about this on Post Game Live. I think that was the freaking egg.
I agreed with you. I thought it was exactly, it was a very astute point to say that, hey, this is their bad game was that Bengals game, and they still were able to pull it out. I mean, 13 games in a row without a bye, they finally get one. You know, Tom, and I'm just that game was so impressive to me. I'd put that up there with maybe the Buffalo game. I know it's an inferior opponent, but it's just the way in which they play. Did you learn anything about the Patriots and maybe Mike Vrabel style from this game? Did this Giants game reveal anything new that you hadn't known before?
The scheme, you know, Giardi did a great job last night on Early Edition articulating that with a new defensive coordinator that the Giants had as a result of firing theirs. Josh McDaniels, I think he said they ran eight different personnel groups during the game. Wow. And they ran seven of them on the first two series. So the guy didn't know whether to poop or go blind. that is, to me, what we're looking at with, you know, the new things you learn. And I also, in anticipating with the left side of the line rebuilt, with Milton Williams out again, Harold Landry in disrepair to a degree all week long. Okay, there's going to have to be a little bit of a let-up. It's been going since July 22nd. This could be a dangerous game, and it was the opposite of a dangerous game. It was a beatdown. So I think that I learned that too. You know, don't underestimate. Don't have the misconception that this is an ordinary season for an ordinary team having an ordinary rise to prominence.
So, Tom, obviously, you know, Drake's played out of his mind, and they've done a great job with ball distribution to Booty, to Diggs, to Hunter Henry. Travion just got Offensive Rookie of the Month. Like, things are going so well in the offense. But down the stretch, do you feel like the offense may need to have that one guy, like the most dependable playmaker possible, like someone else besides Drake to carry the load, proverbially speaking? And if you happen to agree with me a little bit, who do you think that guy might be?
I don't think that they need it. I think it would be terrific if they had one player who you could say, okay, he's 20% better than any other player in the league, or he's in the top five at his position. Yeah. That would always be welcomed. I think that they can mitigate it. Where it shows up, Fitzy, is in the red zone. You're in compressed space. Drake doesn't have the time to wander around. There's less room for the wide receivers to get open. They don't have a powerful offensive line in terms of run blocking. The Patriots' offense is kind of based on precision, May extending plays, and Josh McDaniels play calling. So, yes, it would be good to have somebody emerge. I don't think that's going to happen in some way in which, you know, somebody's going to get 13 targets, have 10 catches for 160. It's not how they operate. They have 162 catches, the wide receivers right now. I looked it up today. 162. Last year they had, they had 160 catches, Last year in 17 games they had 162.
Wow.
They've just distributed it so much more. So that's the answer, as it was for so long when Tom Brady was the quarterback. They might not have your classic one, but you better cover everyone.
Tom Karn, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons. And you may have answered it, you just alluded to the red zone, but if there's a to-do list, self-scouting to-do list for this football team, for Mike Vrabel, what is on it during the bye week? What do they need to get better at for the stretch run and then obviously the postseason?
I'd say definitely red zone, both sides. Defensively, it's statistically even worse than offensively. They haven't stopped anybody on a goal-to-go situation yet this season. First and goal. So they got to get better at that. And I think they're 25th in the league in terms of red zone touchdown scoring against defensively. So you have to fix that. Other than that, they would know better than me. I'm not going to pretend to be Tommy Meshpoint over here and know what I'm like. I can't get that far into it. I can look at the stats. I can look at what my eye is telling me, but I don't know if, you know, they need to play more under or over fronts.
So Tom, I'm just, you know, a couple of little, last couple of games, I should say, Steph Diggs has not been the most active, you know, and you go, okay, this is probably the two least active games he's had all season long. He's got a combined 5 catches for 46 yards in the Bengals game and this past Giants game. Does that worry you, how that might impact him? Have you just to check in on Steph Diggs, where do you think he is mentally, and do you see him having any issues with him not getting the ball like he has not been getting the last couple weeks?
I think if they sucked, he would. I think if they weren't producing, he would. If it wasn't an MVP candidate quarterback, he would. I think it's easier, and I'm sure you agree, Ted, it's easier to have guys muttering in meetings or on their way around the locker room or coming off the practice field when the coaches don't seem to know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not getting the ball, and you're losing. And then everybody wants to help fix it generally. Like, as outspoken and outwardly emotional as Diggs was in Buffalo, he kind of had a point at times with Josh Allen. I mean, he didn't have to shoot his way out of town, but he kind of had a point when he was losing his mind. But I don't think that guy's here. And I think that he's taking a great deal of pride. I don't know this, but just given his time in Houston, given his time here, given his time this summer in which we speculated he might be a pain in the ass, and he said, I'm not going to be. Sorry, I don't know what I did to offend you guys, Tom and Phil, but I'm not going to be a pain in the ass. And he has not been. So he should take an unbelievable level of pride in showing that people were completely wrong about him, who hadn't met him, who presumed he was still a guy who wouldn't be easy to play with.
So Sunday night, Tom, really good week 14 slate. Patriots fans will be very curious in a lot of the games. I think most especially at first, Cincinnati at Buffalo in the 1 o'clock window. But the 8 o'clock game, Sunday night football, you got the Texans coming in, riding a hot streak, 7-2 in their last nine against the Chiefs, who have been so up and down this season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Gut punch loss on Thanksgiving and now the most watched regular season game in history. I think this is it for the Chiefs this year, and it feels like this is their 2009 Patriots season where they need a reset. Do you think that you feeling like this might be it for the Chiefs and they may miss the playoffs this year, and are the Texans the right team to put them down?
It certainly seems likely that they are up against it. There's two teams ahead of them in the AFC West, right?
Yep.
Chargers and
yes,
Broncos. Yeah, so they're in third. Excuse me. No, they're West. They're West. So they're third in their division. They have to get in via wild card. Texans get over on them on Sunday night.
You okay?
They're gonna
you
have
okay? You need to reset here for a minute.
Start practice over.
No, bro. I'm just rolling through all the AFC. I got a little grid in my head. I'm looking at in my head the entire bracket. Bear with me. I'm giving you intel. But Jacksonville has an ass schedule. Indianapolis has a terrible schedule. So I wouldn't be surprised if Indianapolis doesn't make the playoffs. So nobody's dead based upon what happens now. Indianapolis, I think, plays Jacksonville twice, which is a playoff team at the moment. They might play the Chargers. Texans, Chiefs, throw them all in there. Indy's schedule stinks for them.
All right, Tom, I'm going to ask you a question that I'm just going to predict. I've been doing this for a while. Ted's going to have a follow-up about. So we got word yesterday that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are finalists for Hall of Fame induction this year. Thoughts on that? Do you think Bill is a first ballot Hall of Famer? How do you think it plays out?
I think Bill is the most first ballot guy you could find among coaches. He's the greatest coach of all time. He might be the greatest coach in American professional sports history. You want to Scotty Bowman me? You want to give me Red Auerbach in a 16 league? Do you want to, give me Casey Stengel, Bill Walsh, Vince Lombardi? Those guys did it for half the time Bill did and didn't roll up nearly as many Super Bowls. So he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, there's going to be people who go in there and hand ring about, what about Spygate, though? We don't know. What about the Spygate? What about Bill now? What about North Carolina? What do you think? Shut up. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Don't embarrass yourself.
Ted, let him know when you want to start.
You know what? You're good. Tom wished me a happy birthday. I'm so grateful for that and just our friendship. So I have nothing to say to that. Let it stand
on
its own.
What did I do? Did I do something wrong?
Well, I had a different opinion yesterday. And I threw in the Super Bowl 52. I just felt like there's something. To having him wait a year, like Adam Vinatieri didn't get in the first ballot. And I sit there and go, who was better at his job? Was Adam any less, kind of deserving than Bill. You know, Terrell Owens waited a year. I don't know. I just think there's some things on Bill's resume that would maybe kind of say that he should wait a year before he goes in. But that was
I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate it. It's okay. I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. I know. We're friends. That's why we can have differences of opinion. You know, I look at this with Kraft as well, especially what we've seen with Pat Bowlen, what we've seen with Kenny Stabler, what we've seen with and Junior Seau was obviously an unexpected passing, but you know, especially with Kraft, this stuff. If someone's a Hall of Famer and everybody knows it, and Kraft is a Hall of Famer, if Jerry Jones and Eddie DeBartolo are in, and Pat Bowlen is in, Kraft is a Hall of Famer. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you
Kraft.
Wait,
I'm talking about
and then
Bill.
Feel bad afterwards and go, oh, we got to put him in now. Posthumously, everyone has to show up. And knocking on wood, the guy's been terrific for the region. I hope that's no time soon. But if a guy's a Hall of Famer, put him in the Hall of Fame.
All right, Tom, before we let you go, we're going to play have a fun segment tomorrow predicting if Bill is a Hall of Famer, who might present him? Who would you speculate could
question.
Be his presenter?
Oh, I could see him asking Brady. Mm. Bill likes that stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, he could go with Ernie Adams.
That's who I was thinking.
That's what I'll be saying tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah.
I think he could say Ernie Adams, but Bill, I think at this juncture.
Yeah.
We'll do anything to help his Q rating.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
I think that
that's
Brady
what it's going to be.
Probably smart.
Hey, Tom, there's
Brady
a good game. Also a good
more.
Game tonight out of the blue. Who do you like tonight?
Refresh me, will you, please?
Cowboys at Lions.
Oh, thank you. Lions are playing like gas. Cowboys are a little hot. I'll take the Cowboys.
There you go.
Curran likes the Cowboys. We'll leave it at that. We'll talk to you next week, Tom. Thanks, Tom.
All right, thanks.
See thanks, buddy.
Tom Curran with some interesting thoughts.
Playing like ass. It's like, I love it. Tom's now like, do you, like talking like an 18-year-old at times. I love it.
Did he realize I was talking about Bill and not Kraft?
I think he got a little confused there. We did have one guy who did the old, remember the drop they play? This guy is drunk! Like, the Titans are making the playoffs. I know he was going through all the, but the Titans are, they will not be making the playoffs.
He does a lot of interviews.
He does. There's a lot of information
you
got to have.
A lot of stuff going around in that head.
Tom is very, very good at his job. Tom Curran's also brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and Tom Curran is powered by Verizon. When we come back, we're going to recap Tom Curran's thoughts on Bill Belichick, and I want to give Ted Johnson just a chance. We're not doing the whole rest of the show on it. Don't worry, everybody, but it's a hot topic.
It was fun, though, yesterday, huh?
It was a very fun show. So Tom Curran says, shut up if you don't believe that Bill Belichick is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Ted Johnson will not shut up. In fact, he'll talk next year on WEEI.
The guy is drunk!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.